Take a few deep breaths. Invite your body to soften and relax. Feel supported by your chair, your feet on the ground, your lower back softening and releasing. Your calf muscles softening and releasing as well. The energy is nice and strong and bright tonight. Feel your feet. And the center right beneath the arch in each foot, not to be confused with the kidney point, which is actually between the crease and the ball, just below and at the site of the crease, below the ball of the foot. This is further back, and it's literally under the arch. Beautiful, beautiful luminous light coming in. And the way you access that light is through your own grounding. So we don't reach into it. We may feel it surrounding us, but we won't feel it, we won't feel immersed in it. Until we align along our own axis, sensing our connection with Mother Earth, opening up to the living energies of her loving heart. So we don't reach into it. We come back to ourselves, to our own connection first. And we bring more luminous living energy into our awareness so that we resonate harmoniously and with coherence with the luminous light entering the circle tonight. So there's a participation that's needed on your part. And you do the best you can without collapsing into any negative self-talk. Become aware of the energy that's circulating between you and Mother Earth. How it begins to support you from within. And actually, this is a very valid way of greeting Mother Earth. We don't necessarily need the words, we just need to show that we want to come into resonance and coherence with her. And that's a type of greeting. And so we allow her intelligence to rise through us, to flow in its own grace and intelligence in a way that harmonizes our being within and with her. So sensing and allowing a releasing of the grip of the mind. We're in training with Mother Earth. And we don't want to be too literal here because it's consciousness that we're in training with rather than the actual dirt. So it's the consciousness of our dear planet. And maybe you can feel the difference as you shift into a more expanded sense of this. And we're literally in training with love. Not personal love. Universal love. I hope we're starting to notice the difference between personal love and universal love. Starting to be able to discern how each one of those feels and how they're allowed to coexist on a continuum. But we do need to be able to discern the different frequency of personal love and universal love. So, in personal love, it is something that we exchange with someone else or something or nature, but it is a give and take and not in a contractual term. I give you love if you give me love back. That's more of a second chakra issue. But in our personal exchange, we do feel like we're giving something in a loving way, and we can receive in a loving way. But in the universal love, it's a state of frequency that we become. It's already encoded within us. And just like Mother Earth is round, and many celestial beings are round, there's a sphere configuration to love. This is our field is round around us. Like the flower of life is represented in a sphere. We vibrate and it exists and are interpenetrated with the frequency of universal love that reaches all the way to our molecular level, atomic level, through our physical body and consciousness, refining and connecting up into resonance and coherence into a living state of being. And we can have a multitude of experiences with this. So there's not just one experience. There seems to be one person who's really activating their third eye. If you could pull it back and come into a deeper connection within. So that the third eye balances synergistically with your whole field and all your chakras. So one chakra isn't stronger than another. Because the knowing in this state arises out of the wholeness of our being. And the synergistic balance and flow of the entire system coming into wholeness. So it's a different way of knowing. And that also might be the experience of using your mind too much in this practice that would activate the third eye too. Trying to visualize it instead of experience it. So we bring the focus back down to the feet so that the intelligence of the mother and the great goddess can bring that wisdom flow into our being that brings us into harmony and balance. And then we allow the energy to fountain up through the crown. So we sit back into the support of the energy. And with patience, allow it to clear anything that inhibits the flow. And notice aspects of your body starting to relax as the flow begins to fill you. Like, are your calf muscles naturally releasing. Is your tailbone naturally dropping and your lower back softening? Is your fascia unwinding from head to toe? So you don't have to watch the energy, you want to experience it. Become it. And as that energy fountains up through the crown chakra, forming a beautiful fountain of energy that fountains up and flows down and around, encompassing us in another sphere of frequency. In the center of that fountain, there's an opening. And it naturally attracts Father, Son, the heavenly light, and the two energies that start out as separate begin to flow together. And at first it's flowing up, and then it feels like it's flowing down from above. And then they come into oneness with each other, spiraling and dancing, awakening the cellular, the inner senses. Until they're completely merged in love. And we are immersed in that love. Sometimes it happens quickly, sometimes it's slower, and so we just need to be patient with ourselves. And as we sit with this, cycles of getting lighter and releasing heavy energies and getting lighter and releasing heavy energies cycle through us. And in an organic process, take us into a clearer, brighter space that's both embodied and highly expanded. And so there's a real art and a skill to allowing the energies to teach you and guide you. The motivation comes from the motivation for allowing this to happen comes from how good it feels. The how positive the experience is. And even a tiny dose of this feels better than being confined into the limited 3D consciousness. So I find that the motivation is built into the practice. And there's a point in the practice where the mind really becomes absorbed into the energies. So, words, verbal intelligence starts to dissolve. Allow it to dissolve if you can. The energies, as they circulate within you from Mother Earth, from Father Sun, will start to dissolve the dissociated mental state that we normally live in. And there's a point at which it can get a little scary because we want to cling to it because we don't know what's on the other side of it. We don't realize that a greater intelligence that still lets us speak and use words, but that greater intelligence guides us on how to think and what words to use. So our words come from a connected state, guided by a higher frequency, guided by the luminosity of our heart and soul, instead of from a disconnected state. And in case you're trying to be perfect, we don't want to do that. There can still be a little tension in your body and your calf muscles. It can be a little bit of tightness. It's okay. The energy will continue to circulate, and there's only so much that's in your control. But the more allowing you can become, the more your body will give in to the greater intelligence. and be supported by it. But there's always that little place where, oh, if I give in, what's going to happen? How's the world going to function if I'm not holding on? So, as our ceremony starts to activate, as the circle starts to come into coherence, the ceremony begins because we become a receptacle. We become available. We become seen. known in the subtle realms. That we understand this is a collaborative existence. Collaborative with our higher being, with the nature spirits, with the elements, with the directions, with the cosmic forces, with the luminous beings. With the realms beyond humanness into pure frequency. And this is when we're able to be tuned to the new frequencies of the new earth. Which are incredibly higher frequency than the old paradigm. But when we've harmonized with Mother Earth and Father Sun, this attunement occurs seamlessly. The frequencies are able to enter our field of consciousness and tune us like a piano tuner tunes a piano. Gently shifting the strings to come into the right frequency. And through ceremony, this can happen so much more fluidly than if we were each on our own. And as we're attuned, there's an adjustment period after that where we get used to the new frequency. We find ourselves thinking differently, feeling differently, experiencing the world differently. And it can feel unfamiliar, fertile and open, alive. It's as if our being is humming at a new frequency, but one that permeates. The sound permeates our entire consciousness. And sometimes there is a little more bodily tension as we're undergoing this tuning. A little resistance can come up, even though our heart and soul want to be attuned. And so there's adjustments as the new frequencies settle into our being. That's why we were getting used to the idea of getting comfortable with the unknown. And how that was a theme for the last couple months. This is unknown. It's known at a deep level, but barely conscious. And it feels very different. And the tuning is coming into perfection now. And with this attunement, we join with the higher frequency luminous intelligences that are beyond human form. They're pure vibration, sound, light, stillness. Nothingness. This takes us into a state beyond any human frequency, to a state of consciousness that we might represent as the matrix or some type of geometry, abstract energy, but it's living, it's intelligent, it just doesn't have the human body, the human factor. But by being able to access this state or states, we're able to bring our physical consciousness and our human consciousness to resonate with a greater bandwidth. A greater continuum that helps us access deeper wisdom, deeper love. And it's in an embodied way. Our bodies are very much part of this, but it's part of a continuum. So the body is physical consciousness and the more the other end of the continuum is pure consciousness. It's not a linear spectrum. It's not anything we can conceive with a reference in the human realm. It all coexists simultaneously. And we can rest in it. And it's really kind of interesting and a little bit funny that when the tuning is done, it's done. So it was completed. And it's within us now. And we can allow it to do its thing. We can't watch it. We can't know it with the mind. But we will see evidence of it in how we think, how we feel, what is revealed to us. Whatever the next thing is to release and reveal will come up. It's a living frequency within us. And it's complete. And so the human part of us wants to have the experience of it. Have some kind of evidence that it happened. And it's not in that realm of knowing, but a deeper realm of knowing that you can be aware of. And sense. So we are in the presence of these luminous frequencies. And if we can refrain from giving them any kind of human reference point, even angelic beings or master saints and prophets or Buddha Christ, any reference points, even God, we want to hold off from giving any human attributes to this frequency and let it be like a broadcast. Like when you play a note on a piano or pluck a string on a violin, it's just pure vibration. But that vibration produces sound, and sound produces awareness and an experience. So we get the ripple effect of it, the ripple effect of the source.